B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
I really like this, boys. Sorry you guys caught me. I was in the middle of working.
Work. Come on.
I'm out of breath right now.
Wait. When you say working, are you working out?
He's a marathon runner.
No, I'm working. I do concrete work for a living. So
man. Look at you. Hopefully you're inside.
No, I'm outside.
That makes more sense.
Today's not too bad.
Yeah, I really like this boy from Detroit. I think that's going to be who we get. I think Granky's kind of a, I don't say a pipe dream, but he's a hopeful. But yeah, I really like this Boyd. I hope we pick him up.
So Boyd would be the guy that would be your significant acquisition before the deadline.
Significant, but not, I wouldn't be starstruck.
Yeah, like, it's not Mary Cliffmas. Like, I get that, right? It's not making that deal at the deadline, but and it's not Roy Halladay in the offseason or anything like that. But it's a significant move. It alters your starting rotation, which has been your biggest problem this season.
And it makes us much better, I believe.
100%. Because, look, if Drew Smyly is even an average pitcher, which is all I want him to be, because that's better than what the Phillies have right now, then you're doing fine. If Matthew Boyd can come in here and with his American League 4.13 ERA get that down to at least 3.70 in the National League, then you know what? You've done your job. You've improved your starting rotation. It doesn't blow your mind, but it's a significant acquisition. So, Brian, so we got some tickets. We got some MMA tickets. We got some FanFest tickets here. Who would be the worst possible person to play Mr. Rogers?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be Danny DeVito. I'm not talking like the movie Dumbo, Danny DeVito. I'm talking like Frank Reynolds.
Yes.
sweating in a porta potty.
Definitely. Are you an MMA guy, Brian?
I am.
All right, we're going to put you in the running for those tickets, and you also get some FanFest tickets, my friend. Thanks for the call, man. That's a perfect one right there. I do have to tell people to listen to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. That's a wonderful mental image. That's a wonderful mental picture.
My favorite is him coming out of the couch, kind of like the Ace Ventura scene where he's all sweaty and gross. And now I'm trying to picture Mr. Rogers. That's great.
A little hot in these rhinos.
We had a couple tweeted in. Samuel L. Jackson?
No. I'd go see that.
R. Kelly? Too soon?
Oh. Too soon. Too soon!
I don't think he can make the shooting. He's going to be in jail.
Could you imagine the producers?
Hey, won't you be my neighbor? And a whole new.
We just
won't you be my toilet seat?
Too soon. Too soon.
I'm going to go ahead and say too soon.
Too soon.
But could you imagine being the producers on that movie and be like, all right, we just booked R. Kelly's going to be the Mr. Rogers, right? And it's like, well, he can't make the movie. Why can't he make the movie? Oh, really? For that? That was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Anybody else raise your eyebrows, Trey?
I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody said Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay, yeah.
Paulie Shore.
Sam Kinison.
John Voight.
I'll say this about Andrew Dice Clay. He was really good in Star Is Born.
He was really good.
There's a little surprise role there.
You admit it, though, because of how much he liked Frank Sinatra in the movie.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Yeah,
there's no bias.
That helped. That helped a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
He was really good.
Are you kidding me? Andrew Dice Clay trying to pull off a Guido Jamoke for like an entire career. Like, I would have a bias in favor of the Andrew Dice Clay. Are you serious? Now you've upset me. No, he was just really good in the movie.
He was good. He was really good.
Father, how about that? That was very nice.
Yes,
and he was very good. I don't hate the Dice Man. I'm just saying.
Nah, Dice is great.
Dice is great. Oh, good Lord. 610-622.
Mike Edwards said Method Man.
610-622-0975. We're doing this in honor of the Mr. Rogers trailer coming out yesterday, starring none other than Tom Hanks, who's by far the perfect person to play Mr. Rogers. It got me thinking, let me take a little different spin on this one here. Who would be the worst person to play Mr. Rogers? We're giving away some FanFest tickets for this. We're putting people in the running to win some tickets to watch MMA fighters down in Ocean Resort this Saturday, July 25th. You can buy tickets at theoceanac.com or at the door. Tickets are on sale now. You can win a pair of tickets to the Professional Fighters League MMA at Ocean Casino Resort. 610-632-0975. But Trey, we do have training camp starting up, of course. Technically tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is when people got to start getting weighed in and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. There's already things going around camp. The Falcons, unfortunately, Michael Bennett, not the Patriots Michael Bennett, not the former Eagle Michael Bennett, a different Michael Bennett. He got injured yesterday in training camp, so that's already started up for some people.
Yeah.
You still get a little bit of a twitch about you when it comes to training camp.
Yeah.
We just mention it, and you're like, yeah, not funny, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, this is when you get ready to go back to work. I just hated driving to Lehigh.
And so, I hated being there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Once you get around there, you're around you guys. It's fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a whole packing up and
the anticipation.
Yeah, and all right, here we go. And then also too, so we had to weigh in, then you had to run 16 half gassers. So that was our first little, you know, hey, welcome to training camp, 16 half gassers, and then here we go.
Nah.
Do you realize that when you guys were reporting to Lehigh and we would watch the footage of you guys unloading trucks and stuff and big screen TVs and hyperbaric chambers and all that fun stuff, uh-huh. we would bask in that? Like, as you were probably lugging that stuff in,
yeah.
We were like, oh, it's almost here.
Football time.
I can't wait. Like, yeah. Like seeing guys with big video game systems and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like wetting our beak. Yeah. And now, yesterday, the Forbes magazine came out with a Forbes.com with the most valuable NFL franchises that are out there. Or rather, excuse me, sports franchises throughout the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, as you might expect, are football franchises,
mm-hmm.
Teams from the EPL and all that stuff. But
by the way, Kristen Pulisic, a kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania, that's probably going to be the best American ever,
uh-huh.
just transferred into the EPL for Chelsea.
Really?
Was doing a little AMA last night on Instagram, and they said, who's your favorite team, basketball team? And he said the Sixers.
Well, he's got great taste.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So how about that?
It's phenomenal.
Chelsea's probably up there on that list, is why I mentioned it.
Yes, and they are. But here's the crazy thing. So the MLB, this is worldwide, and I find this to be so remarkably unfortunate as a big baseball fan. And look, I don't look down on soccer or football or whatever. I enjoy like a more international game than anything when it comes to that. But Major League Baseball has right around the same amount of valuable franchises in the top 50 around the world as the EPL, as soccer.
Yeah.
And like just from I get it, it's worldwide.
Global, yeah.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball is not, so I guess it's actually impressive.
Yeah.
But like that's not how, as an American, as a baseball fan,
that's America's game, man.
That's not how I want to think.
Yeah, but that's reality.
But you want to talk about, of all the non-global sports on this, the NFL far and away non-global. Far and away. But because of revenue sharing in the NFL, it's like, oh yeah, we're up
but
there,
it's
man.
Known. Like when I was living in Australia, you know, people would watch the NFL games. In London, they're getting into it now. I think it's spreading a lot, but it's still not global per se.
NFL like Europe huge. Has failed, what, three times now?
Yeah, they just need to never do that again. But Jacksonville, somebody's going to end up playing half their home games in London. It's going to happen.
I was in Amsterdam when the Amsterdam Admirals played their last game. I didn't know at the time it was going to be their last game, and my buddy and I were going to go to the game. And we're like, we're not going to go. And I remember we were talking about it, and our waitress came over, and they're like, are you guys talking about that American football thing? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, yeah, no one really goes to those. And I was like, I guess we're not going.
Yeah.
And we did it, and then the league folded like 20 minutes later. So go figure. But the Thai food I had was amazing. But the NFL they're at 26, MLB at 9, soccer at 8, and the NBA at 7. Now, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in all of sports, which just drives me nuts.
Cowboys,
every single
Cowboys, Yankees, blah, blah, blah.
And
I want me some glory.
And I guess it's just, this is where my hometown bias comes in. Of all the teams on the list, there's only one Philadelphia team.
Yep.
The Eagles, right?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They came in at like 24, I believe.
24, yeah. $2.75 billion.
For $185 million purchase?
Not bad.
It's not bad for
that's
Mr. Lurie.
Beautiful return on your investment.
There you go.
We should all be
some ROI.
We should. Actually, Forbes docked them $100 billion when they watched that video of him and Carson.
All right, North Dakota kid.
Let's get to Eric in Mount Holly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
Man, that last caller stole my thunder. I had Frank Reynolds picked for Mr. Rogers. I had it picked.
That's all right. We ain't being discreet. You're fine.
So I'm picking Jim Brewer from Half Baked. That is hilarious.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll pretend I'm Jimmy.
Very good. What do you got on the birds there, Eric?
It's more about just football in general. Like when Trey does his football segments, and he talks O line, I get all pumped. But if I'm not hearing any music behind, like that NFL music, my eggplant goes away. I need music, guys. I need to get pumped.
Trey, you're giving guys eggplants.
Oh, here we go. See that?
All right. There we go.
Oh, I'm ready.
Tell me about Andre Dillard.
Yes. Get ready to go to training camp. You threw me on the spot. I didn't know.
He's getting ready for training camp. Is Jason Kelce a good center?
Yeah, could possibly be. They're talking about how he could possibly be a Hall of Fame candidate.
Hall of Fame? Oh.
Yes, he is. You know?
Everywhere.
What's that?
I don't know, but I think it moved for Eric.
Oh, okay, cool.
There we go.
All right.
Eric, how do you feel? How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Are you an MMA fan?
I am a huge MMA fan.
All right, we'll put you in the running for some tickets. Get you some FanFest tickets as well, Eric. See that? Look at that. We're just giving things away today.
Yeah, there you go.
Eric is in the running to win some MMA tickets. We're going to hook that up at the end of the show. Do have to tell the people that 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Univest Bank. Handle all your banking remotely with Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank. All right, coming up, we'll delve a little bit deeper into the possible trades that could be out there for the Phillies to acquire somebody significant to help out their rotation. And somebody just tweeted us, Pauly Shore as Mr. Rogers. You have to have charisma.
That would be Weezing fun. The juice.
610. Ever tell you that my dad and his three brothers are all big Pauly Shore fans? Now, look, my dad.
Dad and his three brothers are Pauly Shore.
We're talking
fans.
Like Encino Man, son-in-law, like
in the Army now.
In the Army now is solid.
Yeah, like I'm not kidding you.
He had a pretty good run there, like 5 years in the 90s.
I told you, I saw Pauly Shore do stand up a couple of.
You say he was good.
He was
right?
Great.
Yeah,
because he sprinkled in a little bit of the past. You know, like,
yeah.
He gave me the like Weezing the Juice, bud. You know, all that stuff. And then his material was hilarious.
Huh?
Like he was really good. I was pleasantly surprised. I interviewed him before his or in between shows, and he was awesome. He couldn't have been nicer. He was a great dude, and it was just wild. But anyway, yeah, my dad, who I've told you before, Trey, my dad looks like he could be Tony Siragusa's brother. Mm. Like that's, and then his brothers all look like that as well.
Yeah.
So imagine four. Mm. Imagine four Tony Siragusas sitting on a sofa watching Pauly Shore movies and laughing their asses off.
Just having a good time.
That's what I would walk into sometimes. And I'd be like, oh, well, this is odd. It was either, I swear, it was like Godfather, it was My Cousin Vinny, or a Pauly Shore movie. Those are what I would walk into if I was a kid. My dad had his like card night with his brothers. 610-632-0975. Got Tom, David, Andre, Dennis. Open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Coming up, talk a little Phillies deadline with Matt Klentak making his way out to Detroit. Time of the Fanatic is 712.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Let's jump into an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by the wonderful people of the Window Nation. Sam Wilson, what do you have for us?
Today we asked...
We have a non-working mic.
Did she say me? And I was like, yeah.
We have
you.
A non-working microphone.
Because the headphones aren't plugged in, so I actually can't hear anything right now.
All right, hold on. Step one. Plug in the headphones. Are we good?
I think we're good.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I found it. I'm sorry. So today we asked...
No, I don't think the headphones are in yet.
They're not. I can't hear you. So,
it's
a
live
talk.
Radio thing.
No. Yeah. Just a minor detail. We'll edit this out later.
In defense of Sam over there, people do play games with the headphones.
Okay, now I can hear.
There we go. Trey, stop saying that stuff about Sam. All right, Sam, what's our Twitter? Hold on. Take two. Sam, what's our Twitter poll?
Today we asked, are you confident Matt Klentak McClintock will take a make a significant addition to the Phillies roster before the trade deadline. We have just under 700 votes so far. 73% said no.
Oh, you negative Nancys. Come on, people. Our morning poll is brought to you by none other than Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on any style window, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Now, here's the thing. We have Jason Stark, Hall of Famer Jason Stark, joining us in a little over an hour. And we're going to go through some of the names on this list that Matt Klentak and the Phillies could be interested in before the MLB trade deadline, which is just 8 days away. Mike Minor still out there, a lefty with the Rangers.
A lot of lefties.
I ain't angry at him. You know what I mean?
No, it's great.
After not having a steady lefty, really a steady lefty since Cole Hamels, obviously. You've been looking at guys like Adam Morgan, who's become a very good bullpen piece for you. But he was like your last real regular guy.
Yeah,
not a guy you could depend on.
Ranger Suarez, even, you could say.
The water with him as a starter, really. Yeah. So, look, I would love to see them add another left-handed pitcher. They already added Drew Smyly. Hopefully he can be at least an average pitcher for you down the stretch. Mike Minor out there. Matthew Boyd is a righty, though, 28 years old, 4.13 ERA with the Tigers. Matthew Boyd's a lefty as well, a pitcher for the Tigers. So Greinke's the righty. Robbie Ray's a left-handed pitcher as well, 27 years old. Both Greinke and Ray for the Diamondbacks right now. The Phillies are reportedly tied to both those guys. Very interesting time. 8 days to the deadline. Hopefully push comes to shove with the Phillies, and they shove the rest of those chips to the middle of the table. Let's get to Tom and Brumall. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, a couple of questions for you. Looking at getting starting pitching for the Phillies, and certainly they'd love to get Greinke or Ray, would you think that they would include potentially Moniak in that deal as maybe a centerpiece?
So here's the deal. I'm interested to see how many people are totally given up on Mickey Moniak, who has hit about 295 over the last 3 months of his minor league career. This month, in maybe 10 games, he's got an on-base percentage close to 400. He hit another home run the other day, so I don't know how many people have been still paying attention, because I feel like people gave up on him. I know Alec Bohm is a guy that nobody wants to part ways with right now.
Right.
Is Moniak, I wouldn't be comfortable with giving up Mickey Moniak right now. I would not be comfortable with doing that, because he could be your everyday center fielder in 2 years. You're built to win now, but you also have Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins for the foreseeable future. So I think you're going to have a pretty solid lineup for years to come. If you're going all in right now, and you're going to get maybe Zach Greinke for two more years, yeah, I'm considering it, but that's about the only one I consider it for.
Yeah, but the thing is, Mark, you have to give up something to get something.
Sure.
And they don't have a whole lot of prospects. So
no.
without giving somebody with some kind of talent, you're not going to get a Greinke, right?
Right, exactly. But I'll put it this way. Yes, I'd be excited if the Phillies went and got Zach Greinke, and I'm pretty sure that would put them over the luxury tax, if not right at it. And look, if they're talking about stupid money,
I think they're $19 million under, roughly. So yeah, we'll put them over. Yeah. Well, not this year, but prorated, he's making a little less.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So look, if you're telling me you're getting Greinke for 2 years, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I hear you. I would love to see that as well. I do have a character for you for a horrible Mr. Rogers.
All right, who would be the worst person to play Mr. Rogers?
I would go Billy Bob Thornton in the Bad Santa role.
That's good. That's a movie I'd go see. That's definitely a movie I'd go see. Tom, are you an MMA guy?
I'm not, but I would really love to take my son to the Fan Fest before he gets back to school.
Well, Tom, only if you called 97.5 The Fanatic this morning, and we can make that happen. Oh, wait, you did. You're going to Fan Fest. Tom, we'll see you there.
Great.
My man, thanks for the call. Would you trade Mickey Moniak for Zach Greinke?
Hell to the yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look. The more, I'm a prospect.
I'd throw
lover.
In Medina too if it costs that.
Oh, you crazy SOB. I'm a prospect.
See ya.
I'm a prospect lover, but it's weird. Like, with Sixto Sanchez being gone and getting JT Romuto, I'm fine with it.
And yeah. I mean, with Hazley and Moniak, they're both projected as center fielders, most likely.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got to pick the one you believe in the most, and probably trade the other if you're getting somebody like Greinke.
And then you hope the prospects turn out to be what a lot of prospects turn out to be.
Nothing.
Like, put it this way. Brewers got rid of CC Sabathia.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, when they acquired CC Sabathia, they sent, was it Matt Prado? Was that the name of the third baseman they sent to
that
the Indians?
Familiar.
And what happened to him?
Jason Donald's untouchable for him. Don't you dare trade him.
Like, there's the list goes on and on and on about the prospects and all that stuff.
I always will trade prospects for a proven veteran, especially one of the best pitchers in the game.
And I'm so on Jamie's side when it comes out. Now, you say you're a prospect lover?
I am, but like, because I follow it no matter what.
Right.
Like, I always follow the minor leagues.
Prospect Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't let them hold you captive.
But here's the thing. Andrew Knapp hit 360 one year playing at Reading.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just put that out there.
Dylan Cousins is like the, you know, AAA player of the year.
Home run king.
But looks lost.
No, but I'm talking about like double A. Like, just crush baseballs at, First Energy Stadium in Reading? And that place is a beautiful ballpark and all that stuff. But the guys do really well there hitting-wise. It's a hitter's ballpark.
Yeah.
So you can never really judge it. But look, Moniak has turned a bit of a corner here for himself, which is great. But if you're telling me you're getting Granky for 2 years...
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, I'll take known over unknown every day.
Nola and Granky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it moved.
Yeah, I don't
give a damn if he's 36 years old.
I'm doing it.
He's proven at age 35 he's still one of the best pitchers.
He's got under 3 ERA again this year.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's a 2.93.
Yeah.
He's a gold glove winning pitcher. He's phenomenal.
Now, Robbie Ray.
It moves, but it's not
Is it
Granky
Moniak?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe they'll want to get a Medina back in that. I don't know.
Well, Tom's right. You know, if you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I would give up Medina and Moniak for Greinke, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
Okay. All right.
But here's the problem, like we were saying earlier, with Boston and the Yankees both needing pitching, too. We know that they're stocked as far as farm system goes. They always are.
It's going to be tough.
So I don't know how the Phillies are going to compete in that aspect.
No, I don't think they're getting Greinke. Let me just get that out of the way.
No, neither do I.
And I don't think they are going to spend over the luxury tax. I have my doubts about doing that. But Matthew Boyd, Robbie Ray, Mike Minor, are you parting ways with, like, look, I think people look at Alec Bohm right now, untouchable. But if you're looking at Moniak, are you dangling him out there in this market?
I'm with Jamie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell to the game.
And I also say this, I don't think Matt Klentak is.
I mean, with him and Haseley together as two of your top 10 prospects, I just see, you know, free one up, the space is up. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to pick one that you believe in and ride it.
If you're telling me right now we're getting Zach Greinke and you're putting Mickey Moniak out there, hey, Mickey, it was great interviewing you a couple of weeks ago. You seemed like a great guy. Arizona's gorgeous. You're a Southern California guy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, back to more of that climate.
It's a dry heat.
Is Roman Quinn still a prospect at 26?
No.
I mean, I know we've all given up on him, but like,
I have not given up on Roman Quinn. He still has potential. But he's not a prospect by any means.
When you look at him out on the field, he looks like a high school kid amongst men.
He does look like a child.
Yeah. So for that reason, that's a no for me, dog. To quote the great Randy Jackson.
Okay. Thank you. The great Randy.
What are you going to do? Not get your guitar signed or your sword signed by Randy Jackson?
Let's get some Sixers conversation going again with Ben Simmons shooting video. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I love the show. I would also like to commend Jamie and Andrew. You guys did a wonderful job last week filling in.
Thank you, Andre.
My worst Mr. Rogers would be Dave Chappelle in the Rick James outfit.
Hollywood, are you listening? Please make that happen.
Also, before I get to my Sixers point, did anyone see Donovan McNabb on Fox 29? He looked like a guard. He could play.
He looked big. I saw it.
Yeah, he was a big guy. He's a big guy now.
We call Elton Brand Chief Beef for sardonic reasons, I guess. Donovan, he looked a little beefy.
He looked a little alcoholic-y.
No, come on. Low blow.
But on my sister's point, is Kyle Korver the last person that they were able to get? Is there anyone else out there?
He's not out there anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah. No, he's not out there. Okay. Is there anyone else out there?
Thabo Sefolosha, Vince Carter.
Jamal Crawford.
There's a couple other veteran names.
I would love to see Jamal Crawford.
I would, too. Yeah. That interests me.
And not for nothing, call it nostalgia, I'd love to see Vince Carter here, too.
Oh, insanity.
Make it happen.
Man, bring my homie in here. That would be awesome.
I love insanity.
Yeah, and his veteran, Wade, would do a lot for this team.
Certainly. No, I would. Yeah. I would love to see it happen, man. I'd love to see it happen. Andre, I'm going to put you on hold. You're in the. Are you an MMA fan?
I am.
Put you
I'm
in
a
the.
Fantasy, I'm a fantasy fest guy too. I want to go to the fantasy as well.
What? You don't have fantasy fest tickets?
No, I do not.
Dude, come on. Andre, what am I going to do? Not hook you up? You gave great content to the show. You mentioned having Rick James as Mr. Rogers. You're getting Fan Fest tickets, my friend.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right, my friend Andre, appreciate it.
So in terms of the Sixers, though, they technically have the two spots remaining. I would imagine they address it in free agency with one, and then they kind of save a spot for the regular season, more or less, is my guess.
Yeah, I know we led the show with this, but why can't the overwhelming majority? I will say, I feel like it's getting chipped away a little bit in terms of the negativity when Ben Simmons puts out a video of him working out, but it's still not the overwhelming majority. Or I will say this, it's the overwhelming majority that will be negative about it.
Yes.
But I feel like it's being chipped away.
I think the overwhelming negativity is because been there, done that.
I don't remember a video like this last year.
No, I mean, you're breaking it down to like, well, wait, he's going 5-on-5 as opposed to just shooting jumpers, which I understand. Yeah. But then it also comes back to, all right, what are we breaking down here? We're breaking down summertime video. I mean, you know, and there still is, as people are tweeting it, there is still many faults. When you're not comfortable with your jump shot, you'll go off of one foot. You'll make it seem like it's an odd shot because that makes you feel comfortable, if you know what I'm saying. You're not comfortable shooting a standard jump shot. So what you do is you fade. You jump off of one foot. You kick a leg out. If you look at all his shots, it's exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So he's not comfortable. Shooting. He's shooting it, but by far, he is not comfortable.
All right, well, I'll just give you some breakdown for you on Ben Simmons right now, and I'll do a little play-by-play of the Chris J. Hoops on Twitter.
There you go.
Who is the NBA skills coach, and basically, I broke it down to a 20-second clip, because there's about 50 seconds of this, and some of it is him driving and dunking.
Right, we don't need that. We've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Trey, we know that you can do that.
Come on.
Where are the new weapons in the arsenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Simmons leads the break on one of these, and he comes down, immediately pulls up, hits a three. Not too shabby. Dribbles between the legs, backs the guy down to the post, little fadeaway jumper, hits it, splash, no problem. Crossover to the middle of the lane, foul line extended, he's able to hit it actually around the elbow, knocks down the jumper. Come on now, people. Can't get excited about that? He's at least feeling comfortable, Bob.
Yeah, excited.
You know, the one move where he kind of, he like lets go of his dribble a little bit and does a little shimmy shimmy and then grabs it and hits a fadeaway.
Yeah.
You know, there's two schools of thought. Great. Great. He's shooting the shot and a fadeaway and it's not. But you're 6'11". Why do you have to fade away? You're going to be going against guards. There's no reason to shoot fadeaways. Really. You know, he's 6'11",
yeah,
and he's going against other guards.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to what I said. When you're not comfortable shooting the standard jump shot, you're going to do all different things. It's almost like when you come back to playing after you haven't played for a while, you're like, you're shooting off balance on purpose just to kind of have that built-in excuse.
Well, the fadeaway looks sweet, though.
I'll tell you what. When it goes in like that, it looks real sweet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
When it doesn't, you look like a wimp.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want contact. Meh. And it goes off the rim, unfortunately. But the interesting thing here, and I don't know the chronology. I would assume that this is all, you know, in chronological order of the edit, reel, whatever. But when he hits the three, and then he hits the fadeaway, and then he hits the shot about the elbow, you know what happens on that is the defender comes out and plays him. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the whole idea here. It's not about Ben Simmons shooting 5 or 10 more jump shots a game or anything like that. It's about making somebody respect that he might be able to knock that down and come out and guard him, which, for a point guard, opens up the floor a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And don't we just love that? We love that. That's what you need in the game. Spacing.
This is great.
What?
We're breaking down the defense of, like, a pickup guy and a thing saying, Bob, look, he's going out and covered. Things are going to be good.
No stone left unturned.
Oh,
we're doing
it.
A public service
I
for the people.
It.
What, they were, like, in a high school gym or something?
It looks like it. Yeah, that's where he's been working out.
I think they're in
the
Venice
Hawks or something.
What if this 3-point line is like a middle school gym? Not that it's any different, but whatever. All right, let's get to it's different than the NBA.
Yeah.
I understand. Let's get to Dennis and Ben Salem here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dennis?
Not much, brother. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
how's everybody doing today?
Good, man.
All right, so I called in to talk about Ben, but real quick question. Doesn't Greinke have some kind of anxiety disorder
yes.
where he does not want to play with a big market team?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. To answer your question, yes.
I couldn't give up Moniak for that guy.
No, but I'm saying.
Well, he'd have to approve it because he has the Phillies on his no trade list.
Let's just get this out of the way, Dennis. I don't think Zach Greinke's coming here. I'd be shocked if that did happen. But if he did approve a trade to come here, that would mean he'd have a willingness to pitch in a big market East Coast like Philadelphia. So maybe he's got some cojones on him.
Okay. Ben. I need somebody to do me a favor and sit Ben down and watch White Men Can't Jump with him. I think Ben's got a little Sidney Dean in him. He'd rather look good and lose than look bad and win.
Oof.
And I'll be honest with you. Ben, if you're listening, if anybody who knows Ben is listening, bro, we don't care if your jump shot looks like the love child of Reggie Miller and Sean Marion on a drunken bender.
Oh my God.
We don't care how ugly it is.
Get
a mid-range game. Make that a weapon in your arsenal. And dude, this team is guaranteed to win when you stretch the floor, open up the paint a little for Embiid, Horford, let Harris get back down in the paint. And dude, shoot the ugliest shot in the world. Just start making them. Take them. Make them. That's all we need.
I'm sure Ben is listening. And if he's not, I'm sure someone will get that message to him, Dennis. Don't you worry. Dennis, that was a great love child of an ugly shot. Did we give you FanFest tickets yet?
Yeah, you guys got that. I appreciate it.
My man, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. See, that's all we need. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing. With Ben Simmons putting this video out, and for the people that want to be a bunch of negative Nancys about it, what did Joel Embiid do yesterday?
Did you see his video?
The one where he's drinking Kool-Aid?
Oh, it's not Kool-Aid.
What is that?
It's Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple. That's a Shirley Temple.
Yeah. He put enough grenadine in that pitcher to kill a man.
It was amazing.
Don't forget the cherries.
Oh, God, no, I'll show you how you make my Shirley Temple. And then he, like, grabs a pitcher. He rolls out, like, this is an old reference, Rat Pack beer drink cart, like kind of thing across the, and he's got the Mountain Dew, so I assume it's a commercial for Mountain Dew, right? And he's got the Mountain Dew, he's got the grenadine, he's got the cherries, and he's got pitchers, and he's got ice, and he's like, ah, a nice star, and he stirs the thing up, and
don't forget the cherries. I like a lot of cherries.
He threw 20 cherries in there.
He's just gonna grab a handful.
And meanwhile, we're like, oh, JoJo's adorable. Don't you just love JoJo? Meanwhile, Ben's sweating his ass off in a gym working on his mid-range game. People throwing shade his way. Sorry, Trey. I get one time a month, I'll say. But, did you see JoJo?
I saw it. I just didn't listen to it. I thought that it was, I didn't know what the pitcher was that he was drinking. So he's making Shirley Temples.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's patented now, Shirley Temple.
Okay.
We got Steve, we got James, we got Rich. We got open lines after that, 610-632-0975. In honor of Tom Hanks probably being the perfect person to play, none other than Mr. Rogers, who would be the worst person to possibly play Mr. Rogers?
Shabba Ranks. You don't know who Shabba is?
No. What happened?
Old school. Old school reggae.
Wait, old school reggae?
Old school reggae.
Shabba?
Shabba.
Shabba.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, school bell rings. Never mind.
I just Google imaged them.
Oh, I got you now.
That would be pretty funny.
Shabba!
Shabba! Don't worry about it.
No, I'm Googling it. I'm Googling it in like 1 second. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up a little bit less than an hour now, we're going to talk to the Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Jason Stark, who did a wonderful job at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday for the writers, winning the Spink Award, was it not?
Yes.
He even had a little Game of Thrones reference in there as he's dropped once or twice while in the air with us. Not too bad. So we'll talk about the Phillies trade deadline, get a little bit more than this Ben Simmons story, and training camp just around the corner. Time of the Fanatic, 7:41.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Matt LaPorta. Thank you, Anthony Adams.
Yes.
Matt LaPorta was, I knew it wasn't Matt Prado or whatever the guy's name was, but I know it wasn't Nick Punto either.
Not Martin Prado.
Not Martin Prado. No, no, different dude. But he was the guy that they gave up. The Brewers gave up to get CC Sabathia back in 08, gave him to the Indians. Turned out to be nothing. At least I remember the end of the story. 610-632-0975. Coming up in about 40 minutes, we're going to talk to Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer himself, about some possible Phillies acquisitions. In case you missed it, stories have been out there. Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports Philadelphia, saying that you have Matt Klentak traveling to Detroit to be with the team tonight as they watch the lefty Matthew Boyd take on the Phillies and Aaron Nola in Detroit as they start a quick series out there in Detroit of the Motor City. They also have scouts checking out Zach Greinke. Excuse me. Zach Greinke.
That's nothing to cough at, Mark.
As well as Robbie Ray in Arizona. So plenty of things being, plenty of things going down regarding the Phillies, with them at least testing the waters and trying to get somebody to help out this rotation. Now, I saw this story recently. I want to get into it in a little bit after the top of the hour. But Carson Wentz, possibly a big slap in the face. And I know, Trey, you were, we always say it, laser focus when you played the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help look at doubts thrown at this Phillies, this Eagles team, and embrace it and get excited. Because I know that a lot of guys on this team, Lane Johnson being one of them, pays attention to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chris Long is gone now, right? We know that that locker room leader is gone. However, you can't help but think Jason Kelce embraced it as well, the dog mask, the underdog thing, all that. Carson Wentz might get a little slap in the face. We'll talk about that coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But Steve's in the Northeast. Steve, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey,
all right.
I just wanted to talk about Malcolm Jenkins and his contract situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he wants like more money, but they just kind of like swept that under the rug for the time being. But
yes.
Then they're going to go and give Carson Wentz the most guaranteed money ever.
Well, he's your quarterback.
He does deserve more, but I don't know. Do you guys think Malcolm Jenkins is sort of like greedy for that? Because he's already getting paid a lot, but and a lot of the other Eagles took reworked contracts just to like save up cap space.
Steve, I'm going to use a cliche, and it's a cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. It's a business, and these guys are trying to negotiate that. The older I have gotten as a sports fan, the more I have realized that this is all about the paper, man. It's all about the business. It's nice to have warm and fuzzy feelings, but at the same time, it's all about taking care of yourself. And these guys want to make sure they can take care of themselves as long as humanly possible, Trey, right?
That's right.
I don't fault Malcolm Jenkins for putting it out there that he wanted more money or just wanted the money that he's owed to be guaranteed fully through the rest of his career here in Philly. I get it. Good for him on trying. Apparently, Jeffrey Lurie and he had a conversation, and he agreed to come into camp, and he's been nothing but a model citizen ever since.
Yeah, that's good. At least he's showing up and stuff. He's not holding out.
Correct. And at least he's been very good in playing every single snap for you. So he is by far doing his job. He's meeting those expectations. Steve, do you have someone that would be the worst possible Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to say Gilbert Godfrey.
I'd like to see the looks on the kids' faces. I'd like to see the...
That's pretty good.
King Friday wouldn't know what to do with that. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll put you on the running for the MMA tickets. 610-632-0975. Like, it is weird how that kind of did go away quickly. Like, if I would have said... Like, Trey, if I would have told you Malcolm Jenkins upset, he wants guaranteed money, right? And then all of a sudden he just showed up. Would you believe that it would have fallen into place the way it has? Like, basically, a conversation happened, and he came in no problems.
Yeah, it just seems like, they talked to him. They talked to him about it. Maybe they are trying to look at doing something for him. I don't know. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, Malcolm really cares about this team. He cares about the guys in the locker room. And, yeah, there is some, it is about taking care of yourself. But I think right now he's like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to put the business side of it aside right now so I can get back in with my guys, because right now we got to get ready for the season regardless.
Do you think there's a chance they did give him assurances, don't worry, we'll take care of you, or anything like that? Or do you think it's still up in the air?
I think it's still up in the air because at the end of the day, You can tell me whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can still tear my ACL walking out of the NovaCare tomorrow, and nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah, if it's not within the four corners of that contract, it doesn't matter.
Good point.
So, I just feel like the guy just wanted some guaranteed money on his... Not some. He wanted whatever was remaining on his deal to be guaranteed. Mm-hmm. When we've talked to Adam Schefter about this, he said no backdoor deal has been made. Like, no assurances have been made. It's just... Come on, come to camp, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there's going to be something that happens down the line, maybe during the season, something gets announced. But I can't help but think, and this might also be naive, I can't help but think Malcolm just wants to be a good teammate.
Yeah.
Like, there's no money for him, really, in holding out, other than, oh, well, now he's become a bad seed because he's not getting his. Like, I feel like something could happen down the line, mm-hmm. but I don't think that any real assurances have been made. I don't think he's coming into camp with, all right, I'll come in now because I know you'll take care of me later. That might happen, but I don't think it's been I don't think there's been any verbal commitment to doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, too, like you said, he wants to be a good teammate. And also, I mean, like you say, there's no money to be made. You could get fined, mm-hmm. and you definitely don't want to give back money.
There's money to be lost.
Yeah, there's money to be lost. So let me just go ahead and go do what I got to do. If they look out for me, good. If that, all right. But if they don't look out for you, then okay, you look at the incentives that you have within your contract, and you just try to maximize this year.
All right, then hopefully they're able to take care of them there. Let's mm-hmm. get to Scott in Barrington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott? Yo, Scott, we got you, brother.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Mark?
Hey, man.
Chairman of the jury. What's going on back there, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Sorry if I'm a little bad connection going out here in Duffy Drive and Franklinville. It's a little bad connection. But with the Sixers, if Horford, I know they say might not put him at center. Give me a little thing. I'm still thinking about why they picked up Kyle Quinn. I think that was maybe for, like, insurance reasons if Embiid goes out, because I guess I don't know if they'll switch Horford to center. But then my question is, they take the signing of Kyle O'Connor, you know, would bring to the team.
Kyle O'Quinn, what he would bring to the team?
Yeah.
He's a veteran, big body, can help you down low a little bit, nothing...
I like O'Quinn, and here's my thinking. People keep saying, you know, well, when Embiid's out, you plug in Horford at the center spot, and when Embiid goes out of the game, Horford's your center. That's all well and good sometimes, but you can't rely on 33-year-old Al Horford to be there every second of every game when Joel Embiid isn't. So my thinking, Scott, is that when Embiid is going to be out for the 20 games, say they hold him out this year, or 15 for load management, I think you start O'Quinn at the center and you still keep Horford at his natural position, the four, and you go from there.
Okay, thanks for the answer. Last but not least, once again, guys, love you and enjoy listening to you. Guy who I would not fit in the plan, Mr. Rogers, would be someone like Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a great one there, Scott. I'm going to put you in the running. Are you an MMA guy?
Yeah, I watch every once in a while.
All right, I'll put you in the running for some MMA tickets as well, man. Thanks, Scott. Always good talking to you, man. I just feel like
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.